Call to order, Muscogee Creek National Council Agenda, Extraordinary Session, September 7th, 2017. The time is now 6:30. I'd like to ask Representative Jones to give the invocation, please.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your sons in this way. Thank you, everybody that's here, Lord, and let us be the best of the nation, best of our ability, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Prior to roll call, I'd like to announce Representative Barnett will be excused and Representative Scott will be excused. Roll call, second speaker, David Hill.
Speaker Lucian Tiger.
Present.
Representative Dale Beaver.
Present.
Representative Pete Beaver.
Present.
Representative George Deere.
Present.
Representative Johnny Green.
Present.
Representative Randall Hicks.
Present.
Representative Robert Huff.
Present.
Representative Mitch Jack.
Here.
Representative Adam Jones.
Here.
Representative James Jennings.
Here.
Representative Daryl Crosser.
Here.
Representative Mark Randall.
Present.
Representative Thomas Yehola.
Here.
Representative Hill is here. Speaker has 14 present, 2 absent.
14 present, 2 absent. Constitutes a quorum. All business conducted will be official. Next item on the agenda, presentation of business. Principal Chief James R. Floyd.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On order of business, as I call the extraordinary session, I have two items. One is NCA 17-135, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation amending NCA Title 28. 7-101, 7-102, 7-103, 7-104, entitled Tribal Construction Engineer, and NCA 17-171, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation, amending NCNCA Title 19, 5-104, entitled Candidate May File for Only One Office. Those are two items that I have to brought forward.
Thank you, Chief. Next item on the agenda, be the order of business. NCA 17-135, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation amending MCNCA Title 28, Subsection 7-101, Subsection 7-102, Subsection 7-103, Subsection 7-104, entitled Tribal Construction Engineer. Sponsors Dale Beaver.
Speaker, motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt by Representative Beaver.
Second.
Seconded by Representative Jones. Discussion. Representative Jones? Yeah. Representative Beaver?
I'm good.
Any discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
Johnny Green?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Robert Huff?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Daryl Proctor?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Thomas Yehola?
Yes.
Speaker, you have 13. In favor, 0 against.
13 in favor, 0 against. That motion is adopted. NCA 17-171, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation amending MCNCA Title 19, Subsection 5-104, entitled Candidate May File for Only One Office. Sponsors Dale Beaver.
Speaker, motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt, Representative Dale Beaver.
Second.
Seconded by Representative Jennings. Discussion. Representative Dale Beaver.
Speaker, Chief, do you want to speak on this, or Mr. Dillinger, speak on this?
I'd like to intend to be able to, so that we don't have conflicts of interest. What I'd like to do is turn it over to the Attorney General to go over more details about the deal.
Yes, the concern we have and the purpose of this bill is to deal with basically dual holding with anyone in the state, local, federal, or another tribal government from being able to run for the office of principal chief, second chief of the national council. And so to us there's a grave concern if such a situation would arise if someone in a office at one of these entities or government agencies also being on the council of the chief and second chief. As you all are aware, on council, as chief or second chief, there's lots of information one is privy to, confidential information that one is privy to. And there's just concerns of an individual receiving that information here and then sharing it elsewhere outside of the tribe. So for that reason, this is being proposed to ensure that no one can hold dual offices at the state, local, federal, or tribal, other tribal government level. It's not an issue about dual enrollment, it's solely an issue on dual office holding. So that's why we've drafted it the way we've drafted it, and it's solely for that purpose, to prevent dual office holding.
Thank you, Mr. Dellinger. Questions for Mr. Dellinger? Representative Randolph?
I don't really have a question for Mr. Dellinger. I just, when I read this over, I got the feeling that I couldn't support it because of the timing. And I felt like us being a national council as legislators, that it would be an abuse of our power, because we could be swaying the outcome of an election. And that bothered me. And so I'm not saying it's not a good issue. I'm not saying anything other than I just can't support it at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Randolph. Representative Hill?
I have to agree with Mike. And also, you know, issues like this are, let's just say this does pass, have we went through the whole title of that, of the election? Is there any other items or issues that may arise, or?
Well, I think there are issues that could arise, but I think there are issues that are concerning as well. If it doesn't pass, the situation that we have currently would be an individual. First of all, running for council, I think, is a fundamental issue here for the nation. It's very important, and we have an individual who's, one individual currently who's running for office that is seeking relief in other courts against the nation. And I think that's a big issue. So that's one issue there. I think too, if this were to pass, I think there would be issues with the election moving forward, and that person receiving votes would affect the outcome of the election as well. That's why I think if this were passed, I think it would be clear that person would not be eligible to run. So I think the big issue there is that the outcome of the election could be skewed, and you may end up contesting it as well, claiming that the votes were skewed and maybe the need for an additional election. But I think that the biggest concern is this conflict that exists. And the conflict that exists in this situation, unfortunately, another tribal leader perhaps being elected and having being privy to information they receive when they're on council, and then also trying to represent another fairly recognized tribe as well. Trying to represent two fairly recognized tribes at once is, I think, one would be very difficult, I think. But also, I think there's the issue of, again, being privy to language here, things we're trying to do. We do compete with the other three fairly recognized tribes for federal funding, for economic development, and to be on council and being involved in executive sessions and confidential information, I think is a real issue there. And I to me, that's a great problem that we really need to get resolved. So I think there are issues, I think, with respect to the current situation.
Thank you, Mr. Dillon. Mr. Harjo, how are you this evening?
Pretty good, sir. How are you doing?
I have a question for you. How many absentee ballots have already been returned?
$335.
Mr. Dillinger, that goes back to your comments just now. There's already 335 absentee ballots that has been received today. No telling how many more in the mail. So it wouldn't be fair to the other candidates that are in there at this point in time. You know, if this were to pass, you know, because the problem I have with it, it's too late, in my opinion, to do anything about in this election just because the absentee ballots have already gone out. You know, and that's, you know, and my thoughts are, if this is something that we as council would pass, you know, the effective date, in my opinion, shouldn't be until the 2019 election, just for the simple fact that these absentee ballots have already came in. You know, and also, if you'll, you know, when I read through this, again, on line 28, subsection 5-104B, person not eligible to file as a candidate for principal chief, second chief, or national council representative, if at the time of filing for candidacy, the person holds an office. At the time of filing, I don't know how the tribal towns, when their elections are, but there's nothing in here that was to state if they were elected to council, chief, or second chief, that when the elections came forward for the tribal towns, there's nothing in here, from what I see, stating that. You know, it just says prior to that, right?
Yeah, it's dealing with, and I think the reason we stated it that way is it's really dealing with someone who currently in state, local, federal, or tribal government is in office. So you know that at the time of filing, and so that would prevent them from being even eligible to file a declaration of candidacy, because that would be, they would fall within this issue of a duly elected official, holding two separate offices. So that's the purpose of the time of filing, rather than, I think we felt that was the best way to proceed, is, you know, at the time they come in to file a declaration, they're going to know whether they are already an elected official or not.
Right, but what I'm saying, though, is if elected to council, the way this reads, then the tribal towns have their election after an individual man or woman was elected to council. If that were to happen and they're a member of tribal town, they decide to run for, I don't know how it's set up. I know it's MECOs, what have you. There's nothing to stipulate that, you know, they couldn't run for that, from what I'm reading. Correct? I mean, am I missing it?
Well, I think they would know from this that you can't be a dual office holder. And so that would, my interpretation of this would be, they would know that since they already ran for office here, and then they can't go and run elsewhere as well. They have to decide between one or the other titles, positions, or offices that they hold.
Okay. But do you see the concern that, and I don't know how the rest of the council feels, again, I'm just speaking for myself, have on the date? I mean, the ballots have already gone out. We don't know how many are in the mail coming back. And again, that wouldn't be fair to, and I apologize, I want the correct pronunciation. Is it Hobiah or Hobiah?
Hobiah.
You know, it wouldn't be fair to Mr. Hobiah. It wouldn't be fair to the other candidates that are running for council at this point in time. Because again, if this were to pass the way it is right now, those that had come in that had voted for him, those votes could have gone to another candidate that's running for that district. So those are the main concerns that I have on that. Mr. Jennings?
I just had a comment, and I know this deals with the election, but I think we also need to look at the confirmed positions of the nation, them still holding local state offices and being confirmed as part of the cabinet, too. I know this is just election.
Yeah, and I think that would, yes, sir, and that would probably take place in another section of the law office, yes.
Representative Hicks.
Thanks, Speaker. I kind of agree with you guys. Your timing for this is bad. I mean, I do agree that something needs to be done to correct it, but if we pass this, then it is going to affect the votes. And right now, I think it's just a bad time. It's been done months ago, years ago. I know we didn't have that situation until now, but in Rackland, I understand that. And like I said, it's I agree with it, I just don't agree with the time it's being used. And I'm sitting here also thinking, I know when I filed, we had rules and regulations that we had to follow as well to get, to actually get on the ballot. And the gentleman's got this far. So, at this time, I can't support it.
President Appeal.
Do you have an election board here? Other than this, have y'all actually went through the whole Title 19 to see if there's any other issues? Not this one, but do you foresee any other issues coming through? I'm kind of like the rest of them. You know, we have 2 years in between. Issues like this should be addressed in between them 2 years.
Nothing as controversial as this, but there are changes.
That need to be made.
Need to be made, let me go ahead.
Also.
No, I was just going to say, sir, chairperson.
Also, the thing about it is, what happened was when it came to us like this, that it went to the citizenship board. Okay, we went to court with citizenship board. And then it went to the judge. Okay, the judge didn't really say, take him off or put him on. So here we are right now. And this is, we had that deadline. So it had to be done by that Friday before the deadline came out. So that's when we went forth with whatever we had to do in our process for the election. So all the ballots went out. So, you know, I know the situation. It's just that we can't backtrack. I'm sorry, we can't backtrack because we stood what's behind the code. And the thing that it says, the candidate may only file for one office, and that's all it says in the code. So, you know, that's where we're at right now. And we can't deny anybody to vote. And that's where the process is. If you do this, it's going to deny people to vote. So that's what I have to say.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Dowling.
Yeah, I just wanted to reiterate from our perspective, you know, yeah, it's never occurred before, and it's come up, and this is what we're trying to do is to address it. As I stated earlier, we feel like it's a very serious matter. It's very grave. Yes, the timing is not the greatest timing in the world, but we just felt it was important enough to address and to bring to you all so it could be addressed. And that's why we're bringing it back. It's not the greatest timing in the world. No, it's not. But the issue, again, as I stated earlier, I just think it's a real issue to have a leader of another tribe, again, who's taking us to court and suing us, also wanting to be on council and be a part of the council and be privy to confidential information. I think that's a very serious issue. One thing that could be considered is perhaps limiting it just to you wouldn't have to have a complete new election. You might have to have a new election for just this one seat. That's a possibility as well. But yes, just what I want to stress is we tried to address it. We met with the election board. I wrote an opinion. Yes, we went to court on it as well. But that's the seriousness of the issue. That's, we felt so strongly about it that we wrote I issued a written opinion on it. And I just think, I don't know ever that since a situation has never arisen, I don't know that the framers of our Constitution ever thought this would even happen. So, or that we would even allow such a thing to happen. So that's what I would just like to stress to you all as counsel. We brought it to you because of the severity of the issue, the gravity of it, the importance of it, and we just felt like you should at least have the opportunity to address it as a council. So with that, I'll sit down.
Thank you, Mr. Dellinger. Representative Viola.
Yes, I have a question for the town king. If you win the election, are you going to continue to hold both offices, or would you resign from one to serve as the other?
Well, Thursday before the elections, the college memberships are gathered to pretty much decide how they wanted to it don't even involve, you know, just the nation, it involves Kalihue also, but, you know, I'm just like them, you know, we're all one people, so we don't, they don't know exactly how to handle that, you know, just like the rest of us. They don't know how to handle it either. So, you know, we're looking for answers, questions that can be answered, and is, I honestly can't give an answer right now. So, and I, when I base my stuff off, because, you know, I'm real big on history, and I'm real fond of how we grew, and I was always fond of, you know, which y'all bought, the House of Kings, House of Waters. And I ain't saying I'm, you know, I ain't put my place the same as them, because, you know, they're, to me, they're much stronger than we were, and they had a bigger battle than we did. But, you know, back then, the Amico did have a seat in there. So, I enjoy history, and I ain't saying it's going to repeat itself, but, you know, it's just, I'm fond of it.
Well, I'm fond of history also. Still yet, you know, like to have an idea, but it's your own decision. It's your own decision. If you win the election, are you going to serve in both roles or resign one or the other?
I think I have a better answer for you. Come Thursday, because they're the one that's going to decide my fate on the Kalihue.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's really to our people.
Okay. Okay.
And I'm, you know, just answer your question. Some feel I shouldn't be in here. Some feel, you know, to me is this is a, you know, a good thing that he's been in, because it's a issue that should have came up a long time ago to resolve. And, you know, here's a chance to do it. And I'm saying, do it now, do it later. Just whoever, you know, when something comes up. I mean, this is an issue that obviously he said needs to be fixed. So. I mean, it's a good thing because you never know. Something else might happen.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Viola. Any other discussion? Representative Green?
I'll pay the postpone until October. That's just a question.
I don't see where there would be a problem with postponing until October, because that would get us through, you know, the primary. Then we would know more, you know, where we stood. Mr. Dallinger? Postponement until October?
For what would the postponement be doing exactly? I mean, would it postpone it just, you still got the general election then as well?
Correct. But then we would have the results. Then we would know, you know, Mr. Hobaya was going to be in the general election if there were a runoff. So that, to me, that would also keep from messing up the absentees voting in this primary.
I mean, that's, I guess, certainly an option for the council. I still think that the issue here, I still feel is the... And you're probably getting tired of me saying this, but the situation at hand, I still think that this should be addressed as quickly as possible. I don't know if there's, you know, perhaps a suggestion of sending out absentee, correcting and sending, if you pass this, sending out absentees and, or correcting or passing the legislation and correcting the absentees and perhaps sending them out to the individuals. I don't know if that's doable for to our citizens or absentees. That may be something the election board doesn't think can even take place. But I just think, you know, again, I go back to the gravity of the situation. I don't know if delaying it is a resolution. It's certainly the option of the council and at the pleasure of the council whether to do that or not. But again, as I'd stated earlier, I just think due to the situation, the severity of it, it should be addressed as quickly as possible.
Mr. Harjo, what's the cost of a election for one district?
For one district?
Just guesstimation.
Guesstimation for one district. I'd have to say put in the neighborhood about $8,000-$9,000.
Okay. Thank you. Chief.
Mr. Speaker, just, you know, looking at, you know, I know we're talking about Title 19, but, you know, I think there's a broader context of the whole thing, and that's individual conflicts of interest. I think, unless I'm mistaken, right now, it's really up to each individual to recuse themselves if they see. But, you know, just like yourself, like you use it as an example, if you, it's up to you. If you didn't see this, you had a conflict, you voted, you had a conflict, I mean, that's just the way it is. Our business is getting more complex in dealing with it. We've recently come to another issue with a city, and it's almost like we had to go meet in secret with these folks, with city leaders, because if the information got out, then it jeopardized things. We've had purchases of property that, as you know, we've had to be very select about who we talked with and who talked to who. And it's just that, you know, that environment exists. We're not, you know, we're a big tribe, but we're a little tribe in some ways. And so at some point, we're going to have to, I think, address the overall issue of conflicts of interest and have some definition about that, because right now, I should say, we're talking about the election and title, I mean, and you know, Title 19, but there's other things that we run into routinely where, you know, even as the principal chief, when someone calls me up and they say, oh, I talked to so-and-so that said, you know, this is what we're going to do. And no, it isn't what we're going to do, but it's like somebody's already muddied the water on an issue that we need to be very clear about. And so I think that that's just something that we've got to address in the future, at least to make sure we do the best that we possibly can to be uphold a standard of conflict of interest. And I think right now we really have very little that I've read that defines conflict of interest. It really relies on each one of us, and even on the executive branch, you know, what we will have to do is define our own financial reporting and things like that to see if people are being influenced in any way in their decisions of being the secretary of whatever in the cabinet. And we're working on that. We'll have that in place probably by January. But I think it's kind of important that all of us have that in place. And so I think right now, like I said, we're talking about, you know, Title 19, but we've really, you know, I just made notes here. We talk about cabinet positions and appointments, but also committees. We talk about commissions that we have, and there's conflicts that exist. And it's, we're starting to range out there quite a bit. As the tribe grows, that conflict becomes more common. And it's something that we've somehow got to define and reel in some way so that, you know, it doesn't put us in compromising situations, embarrassing situations, or where we may be working on a deal, whether it's the establishment of a business or something like that, and somebody else comes and beats us to the punch because they've taken our hard work, our information, and somebody else has gone with that. We almost saw that with the land purchase in April or so. And so anyway, I just want to raise that, and we see it and other things, so we've got to begin to address it in some way. Thank you.
Chief, also Representative Green was asking if there was a, if you would have an issue with it being postponed until October.
That would certainly get us through the primary, and we find out what we've got.
Okay.
In that regard.
Thank you, Chief. Representative Green.
Yes, I'd like to make the motion to postpone until October.
Representative Green's made a motion to postpone until October. Is there a second? Okay. Representative Jones.
I have a question for Miko one more time. What do you want to do? Do you want to serve on both? Or do you want to serve on council or stay Miko?
Well, I'll be honest with you. Since, you know, since we're all citizens of the free nation, either way, if I did get elected, and I'm still in service to the people, and, you know, I have a, you know, I'm able to communicate with them more than some of y'all would, and yeah, I can continue to speak. I'm probably, as far as I know, I'm probably the only Miko or County King that actually tied to build a relationship with the commission. I tried with George Tiger. Of course, I probably know how that ended up, but, you know, I reached out to him. I hand delivered a hand letter to him, and I got nothing. To me, you know, we're all the same people. National Council, y'all have a variety of what you got to do. Y'all have more span, more people. Mine's only limited to about 800. I enjoy helping people. I enjoy talking to them. I mean, I feel I can do more than what I'm sitting at now. And I know this, whatever you got in the field, I didn't hear no discussion about, you know, I guess, state, local officials, and someone could be mayor of another town somewhere, if you're running one of the national council. To me, that's a good thing. I mean, you got a mayor sitting on your national council that's within your district. You got school boards. I mean, you got all of them around. They still elected to be in some of the seat. Everything seemed like it's pinpoint to me. And, you know, which is fine. And I can take the heat because, you know, probably y'all probably get the same thing. I get drafted by citizens. And, you know, you hear complaints all the time, but, you know, I'm used to it. But I'm not in this to hurt the commission at all. To me, I want to build a relationship with them. Which I don't think is that hard, and I know they care about their competitors, and I know I'm more professional than that. And, you know, I'm not between, there should be secrets between, you know, your members and, you know, your government. That just don't sound, to me, it don't sound good. But, you know, I think I'm more professional than that, and I don't see me spreading rumors or spreading something that belongs at this, you know, table to another set. So I feel that this is only pinpointed towards me. I don't think they really thought about, you know, the other fisher that said the whole this seat corners, and, you know, not even not really the seat sit on school board education in the town. I don't know how that would work out for him. And I wish it was his, I can ask him, but I think he's going to take some consideration for your votes. Yeah. No, and, you know, he's talking, he said something about federal funding. Since I've been out, I've never had issues. Only funding we get from the federal is ICW and childcare. The rest is all travel. There ain't no federal funding. That's only two federal funds we get. And if there was an issue, I never raised it to the PIA, not once. Now, I asked for more programs, but they said, well, thank you guys. You know, I don't ever fight that off. So there's never been an issue with me if it's an issue. Thank you.
You know, I never even ran for school board or anything because I always felt like when you read this, it said you couldn't. That's how I perceive it. When I understand it, you can't, before it said a candidate may not file for more than one office, you know, and so I didn't think that we would serve on anything else other than Creek Nation National Council, and so, you know, as being MECO is, to me, is right here, and still council is great, you know, at the same time, it's still a chief of your nation. Are you compensated by your nation?
It's just meetings.
Just meetings? Just no stipend on what? So, would, in your honor, would you do one or the other?
What do you mean?
You'd be on council or you'd be chief, not both?
Well, like I said, you know.
No, you're not what they say, what you think.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like I said, y'all have more variety of people to help. And to me, that's why I'm here for it. And so it's. When I said Kelly, either way, they're Muskogee. So you're helping more. So, you know, I would rather sit on that seat.
So you'd rather sit on Kelly AGC?
No. That's it. But the National Council can help more, so that would be a better fit for me to help more people than just certain people.
So, as National Council, being Kelly AGC also, and we're all the same, you'd either be one National Council and step down from chief?
Well, the election is going to come down Thursday.
Yeah, I know what they're going to say, but I'm asking what you...
I don't even know what they're going to say.
No, I'm not asking you, I'm asking what you want, what you'll do, because that affects the whole decision right here of mine, if you say that, hey, I'll step back and I'll help Kyle Eadie by being on council, or I'm going to say, I want to be chief and council. You know, I mean, it's kind of like...
I see what you're saying.
Can't do both, and...
I really can't answer that, because even with elections, you don't campaign that night. If the election they meet, they can nominate anybody. And you can say, well, I'm running. You may not get selected. It happens that night. But me, if they don't want me on there, or the people that don't want me on there, that's their voice, and I will abide by it. I can't sit there and say, well, I'm going to the primaries or to the election, so I'm going to step down. And I'm letting the people, even the elders, say, well, I need to choose. And I'm not able to do that. I'm not going to tell my elders and other people that voted and say, this is what I have to choose, so I'm not choosing you. So I can't answer that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Jones. There was a motion by Representative Green that was not seconded, so we're still in discussion. So, Representative Hicks.
No question. Ms. Miller, let's say he does win. He's on council and he's still in college equal position. And then this law comes up again and it passes. Now, once it's passed, then is he going to be given the option to either stay council or die? How is that going to work?
Well, the law states about being holding two offices at the time of filing for your candidacy, and this is after the fact. I think that would be, I think that's the risk we run here, is if we don't pass this law, that can happen. And right now, I don't know that we have anything really on the books that would address it. I just think that it would probably be an issue for council to consider and determine if there's a conflict here. So
could we add it to this? Could we add it to the law?
I think Title 19 can be amended at any time, but could I address something else as well? I just want to say a couple things. I know Mr. Hobai, and I hope I've been saying your name right, Mr. Hobai. If I haven't, it's not been out of any disrespect to you, so I apologize. Because I've heard it both ways, so I wanted to, it's Hobai, correct?
Yeah.
I know Mr. Hobai talked about being the person that's kind of this is affecting, and it is, because it's the first time it's happened. So, but we've also included language in there for anyone at the state, local, or federal level as well. So if a state senator wants to run for council, he's not going to be able to as well. So, when those situations come up, it's going to affect everyone. That's why we wrote the law the way we did. We just didn't want to single out one person. It's dealing with anyone who's trying to fulfill two very important positions of leadership for two different entities, and we don't want that to happen. And then I just wanted to state something by postponing, and I think the concern is that you're probably still going to run into problems with the general election. I don't think postponing it solves anything. I think it could create even bigger problems, because you're going to have people who are probably going to challenge the election, saying, well, the votes he got should have been going to one of the others of us, and so the election's been skewed, and so I think there's going to be the ability for there to be challenges at that level as well. So I don't think delaying it doesn't solve anything. I think it could create even bigger problems. So I would recommend again tonight acting on the legislation this evening.
Thank you, Representative Hicks. Representative Behola.
Yes. Of course, we don't know how the election is going to turn out, but if he is elected and then he sits in both seats, then the issue is going to be gaming. That's going to be an issue. How are you going to act if you're on both. If you're sitting here and then you're the town king and then gaming comes up, then what happens? You know, so that's an issue that is really needs to be addressed.
Hey, Representative Hola. Representative Hill.
Now I'm all confused. I understand where AG's coming from. And you know what Chief was saying too, a lot of stuff being a conflict. And we all, when we come to a situation, we all abstain from voting. We know why. And if, you know, provide, you know, if you win, because that's, you know, the council, we have our own laws too. The policy and procedures we have, discipline the council member. You know, we need to strengthen that as well. And what I foresee is, if we just take care of this, there's going to be, I guarantee you, if y'all go through the whole title, y'all going to find other stuff. You know, I'm at the point, I'd just rather just do it one time. And I don't think months is going to do it. And then being a MECO, you know, it's like being a MECO of the ground. You got a lot of responsibilities. And you got to do what's right. So, you know, all that's going to be on your heart. You got a lot of people watching. And what I always went through, because when I first came, you know, when you're over a lot of, when you're a manager over a lot of people, when I'm trying, I'm in a hurry trying to get something done. The thing that was told to me was, poor planning on your part doesn't make a mercy on mine. And that's where I feel we're at tonight. We're trying to pass something. We don't even know what's going to happen afterwards. I think there's going to be more issues that's going to come up after we do. You know, I'd rather just do it one time. What's done is done. I mean, we didn't know this was going to happen. And, you know, I just see a lot of other issues that's going to come up with this pass. I mean, there's going to, I just, I hate to say it, but, you know, I'm just being devil's advocate here that we're going to see more issues rise to me if this pass. It's kind of both, you know, what issues are we going to have if this passes, what issues we're going to have if it doesn't. And, you know, the board, y'all, I want y'all's opinion. You know, what do y'all see? The board. Anybody stand up.
Well, you know, we talked about, you know, with our issues that, you know, we followed the election code all the way through.
Now, I'm not just talking about this issue.
It's just my opinion, and my opinion was, I felt like that if he would step down, and then all of this would not have happened, he would step down from his MECO, you know, duties, and then he can go forward, and then he can handle the rest of the other issues as dual enrollment, which it was at the beginning was dual enrollment. And so in order for us to move forward, we couldn't do anything without them deciding what the dual enrollment was. So that was my opinion, that he stepped down from his MECO ship and if he wants to run for council, but nobody didn't agree with me. That was my opinion. And then we deal with all the other things that happens with the election, you know. And it's gonna cost, if we do another primary is going to cost $64,000. Are you going to approve that? You know, if we do another election? So the cost is money too. So the thing about it is that we've gone through a lot of these issues of what to do and how to do and where we're going, you know, with each time that something's brought up. So I think that, I know it's come to you now, so our standing point is that we're going to go behind the election laws right now, and that's what we're going to do.
Mr. Hill, I think that there are a lot of things that need to be updated with our codes. There's a lot of things that could probably be amended that we would, I think the board would really like to work with the council on getting changed from here in the future. Stepping into this position just back at the ending of, is it May?
May.
Yeah, so I only had actually a couple of months to really prepare for the election. But
but I can already see these past couple of months that there are some things that really tie the election's hands on a lot of different issues, a lot of things that need to be updated. So, just like she said, you know, if this goes through, well then, you already got 335 people that have already cast a ballot that's waiting to be counted, that's already in the post office box. Our election outcomes haven't been favorable at this point. If we turn away the vote now and start over again, well then how favorable would it probably be for the next election?
Have y'all communicated with the other tribal towns on their election committee?
Yes.
I mean, some of the issues that we're having as far as the code and their law, because, I mean, we may correct ours, but like I said, what's the issue if one of us that's could have run for their tribal town?
A lot of their election processes are not nearly as complex as ours. Like Mr. Hobaya speaks on his, the way that their elections has, it's a, I believe it's during one of their monthly meetings, they call for standing votes still. And whoever's having to be present is eligible to run for office.
It's more of a voice vote.
There's a lot of things that really, to work with their election process, they would most definitely have to take theirs up a notch in order for us to work with that, to be able to work with their process and be able to believe they would have to completely rearrange their process that they have. And that's just using K-Wave as an example. Alabama, Quasadi, Tribal Town, does a secret ballot. I think they have absentee processes, but their laws are really aren't very much clear on what's a conflict of interest and not, you know, who can hold an office at what time if they hold another office at another organization, you know, elected office. So across between the tribal towns and the Creek Nation, I don't believe that there's any existing laws that I've replaced right now that prevents, you know, one from holding office at a tribal town, one from holding office at Creek Nation.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Archer. Mr. Corey.
I just wanted to say, I know the Ethics Commission has just been established, and this seems like something that might fit under that authority, and we'll try and work with them, but I think that's another thing that's coming to play, too. They're gonna be coming up with their own, you know, ethics rules, and it'd be good if we could all work together on it.
Thank you. President Buell?
Yes, I'll make a motion to postpone indefinitely.
Representative Yehola makes a motion to postpone indefinitely, seconded by Representative Jennings. Discussion. Not for lack of second. There wasn't a second. So, motion on the floor from Representative Yehola to postpone indefinitely, seconded by Representative Jennings. We're in discussion. Discussion. Roll call vote, please.
Thomas Yehola?
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Joyce Steer?
Yes.
Johnny Green?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Robert Huff?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Daryl Proctor?
Yes.
Mark Randall?
Yes.
Speaker, you have 13 in favor, 0 against.
13 in favor, 0 against. NCA 17-171 is postponed indefinitely. Next item on the agenda is other business.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to make a motion to put 5 items on the agenda. First one is TR 17-134. The common resolution of the Muskogee Nation authorizing the execution of the pharmacy services agreement and addendum. Pharmacy provider, local government corporation for East Muskogee Creek Nation, Department of Health Pharmacy. Next one is NCA 70-172, a law of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to fish ponds or middle ground. Next one is NCA 70-174, a law of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing a supplemental appropriation to the top of driveway program fiscal year 2017 budget. Next one is NCA 70-175, a law of the Muskogee Creek Nation amending NCA 17-147, a law of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to a Muskogee Creek citizen with person handicapped accessible van. NCA 17-176, a law of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to Springfield United Methodist Church.
I think Representative Huff, Representative Huff has made a motion to add TR 17-134, NCA 17-172, NCA 17-174, NCA 17-175, NCA 17-176 to the agenda. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Hill. Discussion. Roll call vote, please.
Robert Huff?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Darrell Proctor?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Thomas Shaholin?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Joyce Steer?
Yes.
Johnny Green?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Speaker, you have 13 in favor, 0 against.
30 in favor, 0 against. That motion passed. These five items will be added to the agenda in numerical order. First item under other business is TR 17-134, a tribal resolution of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing the execution of a pharmacy services agreement and addendums with pharmacy providers of Oklahoma, Inc. for each Muskogee Creek Nation Department of Health pharmacy. Sponsor is Joyce Deer.
Motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt by Representative Deer.
Second.
Second by Representative Pete Beaver. Discussion.
Mr. Speaker, Representative Deer. I would like to make a correction in the title. Authorizing the chief to execute, and then also in the section on the second page where it says now therefore be it resolved, add the same, and also at the bottom on line 35 that paragraph to add the chief authorizing.
Motion be to amend.
Yes.
Okay, execution there. Got in the title. Where else, Ms. Deer?
Beginning of line 6 on the second page. In that paragraph.
Okay, you got line 7.
And then on the last paragraph, starting with line 35.
35. All right, principal chief. That just needs to be replaced with principal chief. Representative Deers made a motion to amend the title, and the title where it says authorizing the execution of a pharmacy, the tribal resolution of Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing principal chief. That's what it should be. Mm-hmm. Then on the second page, now therefore it be resolved that. Line 7 would be principal chief. Also line 36, same page, principal chief. You're a second.
Second.
Second by Representative Huff. Discussion. Representative Hill.
Are we going to be okay with the agreement? It says 9-1-2017. We're going to be fine with that.
As of today, we have not lost any revenue, so they're continuing to pay us, even though we're out of network as of right now. So, but we're monitoring it day one. So far, we've been okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Hill. Any other discussion on the amendment? Roll call vote on the amendment, please.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
Johnny Green?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Robert Huff?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Darrell Proctor?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Thomas Shaholin?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Speaker, you have 13 in favor, 0 against.
13 in favor, 0 against. That motion passed. Back to the main motion as amended. Discussion on the main motion as amended. Roll call vote, please.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
Johnny Green?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Robert Huff?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Darrell Proctor?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Thomas Shaholin?
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Speaker, you have 13 in favor, 0 against.
13 in favor, 0 against. That motion is adopted. NCA 17-172, a law of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to Fish Pond Ceremonial Ground. Sponsors Randall Hicks.
Speaker, motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt by Representative Hicks. Second by Representative Jones. Discussion.
Speaker, I can make a motion to cut it in half to 250.
Representative Jones makes a motion to reduce the amount from $2,500 to $1,250. Is there a second?
Second
by Representative Jack. Discussion. Discussion. Representative Hill.
I don't know if the sponsor knows or not. Do you know if they're getting assistance from Seminole Nation?
I did call them, and they said that they weren't. I said the Seminoles told them they weren't, they wouldn't assist them because they were like Creek Nation jurisdiction. So that's what they told me.
Which department, Seminole Nation?
I just spoke to one of the tribal, the ceremony ground members.
Oh, one of the fish farmers.
Yes.
Thank you, Representative Hill. Any other discussion on the amendment to $1,250? Roll call vote, please.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Darrell Proctor.
Yes.
Mark Randall.
Yes.
Thomas Shahola.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Joyce Steer.
Yes.
Johnny Green.
Yes.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Robert Huff.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Speaker, I have 13 in favor, 0 against.
13 in favor, 0 against. That motion passed. Back to the main motion as amended. Discussion. Discussion. Roll call vote, please.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Robert Huff.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Darrell Proctor.
Yes.
Mark Randall.
Yes.
Thomas Shahola.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Joyce Steer.
Yes.
Johnny Green.
Yes.
Speaker, I have 13 in favor, 0 against.
13 in favor, 0 against. That motion is adopted. NCA 17-174, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a supplemental appropriation to the Tribal Driveways Program fiscal year 2017 budget. Sponsors Randall Hicks. Motion to adopt by Representative Hicks, seconded by Representative Jennings. Discussion. Discussion. Mr. Boski?
Yes.
Can you please explain to the rest of the council, you and I spoke, explain to the rest of the council why the need is necessary for this, please.
Well, of course, everybody's familiar with the budget cuts for the last 2 years. Now, that was when the driveway program was started, it was geared majority towards the people in the rural area. So this was actually added on after the fact the program started. And then when it originally started, we got roughly 40,000, I believe it was. And then kind of after that, it kept dwindling down until the budget cut started, and then it was completely cut it out. You know, we had applications on hand prior to the budget cut. And then even though we tell the people there's no funding for it, they still submit their application. So, you know, we still keep it. We've got them on file. So currently, as of today, we have 42 applications awaiting. Probably the oldest ones around 15, year 15, something like that. So, you know, there has been some that's been on for a while because as the program set up, it's geared towards, you know, the elderly first. So some of the ones that have been on there longer are the younger folks, you know. When I say younger, not necessarily in the 20s, but or 30s and 40s, you know, 50s, somewhere around there. But that's the ones that have been on the list the longest, the younger ones. So, but like I said, we currently got 42. With that amount, that would give some leeway to do a few more as they come. They don't come in very often, maybe one or two, say every month and a half, something like that, if that. For the fact that a lot of people know that we haven't been doing any and we're not currently doing any. So, not to say that they'll pick up if this goes through and the funding gets approved, you know. But like I said, we've always taken them, but we tell them up front that
You know, there is a waiting list because of the funding situation. So.
And also, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe you and I spoke the other day, the maximum per driveway is $5,000,
yes,
correct?
Yes.
So, as I spoke with Mr. Bosky on this, that's how we came up with the $250,000 was 50 driveways. You know, and then I also asked Ms. Rowe if the funding was available for this, and she said that there was funding available for this. So I think this would definitely be something that would good for our citizens.
There's a few that's not going to take that amount, but the majority, just from the experience of dealing with them in the past, the majority of what we have on hand are going to meet that their maximum amount. So it was still going down that we still will be able to do more than the, say, the 8 that we've got that we're planning for in the future. So it may end up being, you know, possibly do 15 more instead of just 8.
Sure.
So.
Thank you. Ms. Hoppe?
Just a quick question. I haven't seen the legislation, but does it include language allowing roll over to the next fiscal year if we don't have it on?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Any other discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Robert Huff?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Daryl Proctor?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
Johnny Green?
Yes.
Speaker, you have 13 in favor, 0 against.
13 in favor, 0 against. That motion is adopted. NCA 17-175, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation amending NCA 17-147, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to a Muscogee Creek citizen with purchasing handicap accessible van. Sponsored Robert Huff.
Motion adopt.
Motion to adopt by Representative Huff.
Second
by Representative Hill. Discussion.
Hey, I was picking a deal that, you know, we approved this last month for $28,900, and they found that the van was actually a little less money for $25,900, plus they get a 2-year warranty also for the van. The van is a little less miles and so forth, so we come back to it's a new vendor also, so that's why we're doing it.
Thank you, Representative Pope. Also like to add that, you know, when I spoke to the family, they were very appreciative that the legislation did pass last month, but their concerns were they didn't want to spend, the nation to spend that type of money for something that wasn't going to hold up. They live on a couple mile dirt road to get to their house, and they currently have a 13 model caravan that they said is just beat to death. This particular van is on a half ton frame, so it will be much more durable for the dirt roads. Thank you. Any other discussion? Representative Hicks.
Insurance, they will be responsible for insurance?
Yes.
And the name is made out of the other name?
Yes.
Correct. Okay, thank you.
Representative Randall.
I was just looking at the transport charges, $1,000, so that's to bring it from Arizona to over here?
Correct.
Okay, I was just making sure. Thank you.
Yes, sir. And I did check that because I have a transport company, and that is the ballpark for that size of a van. I don't go out there, but that's what the freight is.
Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Randolph. Any other discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Robert Huff?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Daryl Proctor?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
Johnny Green?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Speaker, you have 13 in favor, 0 against.
13 in favor, 0 against. That motion is adopted. Ms. Rowe, the funding source for NCA 17-174, interest on permanent fund? Okay, thank you. NCA 17-176, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to Springfield United Methodist Church. Sponsors Randall Hicks. Motion to adopt by Representative Hicks.
Second.
Seconded by Representative Jack. Discussion. Discussion. Roll call vote, please.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Robert Huff.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Daryl Proctor.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Thomas Shahola.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Joyce Steer.
Yes.
Johnny Crean.
Yes.
Speaker, you have 13 in favor, 0 against.
13 in favor, 0 against. That motion is adopted. Ms. Rowe, funding source, please. Thank you. Next item on the agenda, announcements. Any announcements from council?
Representative Hicks. We request the Indian community ask if council members would like to donate some water to their Battle of the Communities.
When is that?
The 23rd, I believe. And the council want to get a team. Need 12 members, the council wants in. About horseshoes and,
Thank you, Representative Hicks. Any other announcements from council? Chief?
Mr. Speaker, I just need to feel like I need to correct something, or at least something was said earlier that doesn't square with what we show, and where Mr. Lysa had reached out and had delivered a letter. We have no record of any letter in the mail and delivered. I think we have record of one phone call, I believe. So, to our knowledge, no letter has existed or ever been in our office. There's nothing logged in at all. And also at this point, because of litigation, we're not going to engage with them at this point. We can't.
Thank you, Chief. Any other announcements? Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Hello.
Representative Huff made a motion to adjourn. Seconded by Representative Jack. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Representative Dale Beaver, please give the benediction.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this beautiful day of giving us, Lord. Lord, just thank you for giving us one more opportunity, Lord, just to serve you, Lord. Lord, I just want to thank you just for being with us tonight as we did the tribe's business, Lord. Lord, just be with us as we go home or where we may go, Lord. Just give us travel and grace, Lord. Lord, we just want to say we love you so much, Lord. In your name I pray. Amen. Amen.